This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, we're at the drive-in movie concert. There's a band, but we're all pulled up like we drove in. There's a couple in the front seat. I'm in the back seat with Chef Kevin. But I am driving from the back seat. Like, I know you've heard the term backseat driver, but I actually have a steering
you
wheel
have
sticking
a little
out
wheel
of the driver's
back there.
Seat. And little, yes, because I am obsessed with control.
Mm-hmm.
And who pulls up next to us but none other than Davis Love and Rory McIlroy. And they are in a souped up, kick-ass golf cart. Not a golf cart. A Volkswagen Golf. And
okay.
And
a golf car.
A golf car. A golf car. And they start talking shit.
Yeah.
And revving the shit up. They got Nas on the golf car. And they go, "How'd you like to drag race?" And I go, "It through the concert?" They're like, "We're all, this is a, like a parking lot. We're totally closed in.
There's cars all over the place."
They go, "You got a Hemi in that thing?" I go, "I don't think so." And there's also a concert happening up front.
A movie concert.
Yeah, it's a drive-in movie style concert event.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, this is no good. But as part of my man code, I've never backed down from a damn drag race in my life. And we're not in any kind of fancy souped up golf car, you know? We're just in a little damn puddle jumper. We're in a little plane.
A plane? A
seaplane? We're in a little seaplane. So, God's painted to look like a duck. but the thing barely goes, you know? But
who's the
go,
band?
The band. I was afraid you were going to ask this question. Man, was I nervous. It's Space Hog.
Space Hog.
It's Space Hog. In the meantime, baby.
Are they noticing?
Yeah, what?
They can hear. Are they noticing that there's a race maybe about to happen?
Oh yeah, Space Hog has basically stopped playing the song in the meantime, which is the only song they know, and has been like, "Hey guys, we're gonna take a quick break from in the meantime to see how this plays out."
They just sit down, cross-legged to watch.
So now everybody's looking at me. So now I really can't betray my man code, and I have to do the drag race. But, of course, I'm afraid because we're immediately going to crash into the cars in front of us.
I've heard... You want to hear something really weird that I've heard Davis Love III says to his wife?
I do.
This is really crazy, but I've heard that he tells her, "Your love's got me feeling so Davis right now." I've heard he says that.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Damn.
And I don't think of him as someone like
who would, say
would
that.
Express, who would be like that expressive, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hi.
I know he calls his like thingy like Davis Love the IV.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Me neither. I've asked him to stop.
Just thingy is fine.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Just call it your damn thingy, man. We know what you mean.
Bah. Hi, Lily.
Bah with the bah.
Hi.
A lillionaire. I'm a young money lillionaire. So.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
Shit. She dropped the fucking beat on me. What the hell? I feel like I'm hanging out with Rozelle.
Welcome to Lily being on the show. It's Hollywood Handbook. the time where we go to the hallway. Lily.
Boom. Woo!
Lily.
Hi, guys. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
How are you?
I'm so good.
How are you? You
I'm
sound
really, really good.
You sound really good.
You sound really good.
Really good,
which I was concerned
about. I sound so good. My voice, my body, everything. I'm living my peak
Your
life.
Body sounds amazing.
Yeah, my body is a vessel.
Mm.
And a wonderland.
Speak on that. The
Speak
vessel
on
part.
That.
The vessel part. What's...
The Lord. Mm. He comes down through me.
And we will never be royals.
He rides around in there like Krang.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The God, Jesus is Krang. When people say that Jesus is with you all the time, they mean he is riding around like Krang, pulling the little controls.
Yeah.
And commanding, of course, his body, you, his vessel, to in turn command Shredder to get those turtles.
It's a pretty beautiful thing when you really think about it.
Oh, yes. I am constantly mystified by the wonder that is this Christian life. So we obviously wanted to talk to you. You've got big news. A lot of people have gotten extremely creative in quarantine. Everyone says, oh, yeah. I can't do anything. Actually, you could do a lot if you just want to sit down and like really get DIY with it.
Right.
And start to make art because you have time to reflect and be creative and let those juices flow. You've made an album. Is this true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I made an album at home.
Music style.
Music style album.
Opa music style.
Yeah, it's like kind of folky. You know, I'm from Colorado, so there's some folk to
ah,
it.
Very strong, powerful folk
the
music
folk
roots.
Vibe. Yes. The birthplace.
Where in
folk.
Colorado?
Telluride.
That Telluride sound.
That Telluride sound. That kind of ski town, rich kid vibe.
Yes.
That is so cool. The key at Telluride.
It's that barefoot on the dirt in the hot sun next to a mountain kind of vibe.
I've heard that the way they say goodbye in Colorado is actually they say, hey, go folk yourself.
They also say, to hell you ride.
To hell you ride.
Yeah.
Tell you ride.
To hell you ride, baby.
Oh,
so yeah,
wow.
Get those Patagonias out, you know, take those Tevas off and get those feet nice and dirty in that ground.
Mm-hmm. The dirty feet.
Bury your feet in the ground.
Yeah.
Get your feet under the earth.
Get those Yeti coolers out.
Mm-hmm.
Fill them with some cheeses and some wine, maybe a craft brew or two, and get down to business. Because guess what? You're going back to your second home later.
This is Kevin. Speaking of second homes.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin also comes from extreme wealth.
Mm-hmm.
To be clear, I actually don't, okay? But I grew up there, so.
Yeah.
She's a townie. A cutter.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Man, we hated you guys. The damn townies.
Because you're a rich kid?
I'm enormously wealthy. There's no question about it.
Got it.
Come on, look at these cats.
Look at all
look
these
at
cats.
Look at that bare bookshelf.
Look at this empty bookshelf.
That bare bookshelf just reeks of
I read them all. Yeah, the bookshelf's empty because I actually read them all. I don't just sit
so you
put
throw
the
them
books
away
up.
At the end?
No, he sold them and now he's rich.
More money.
That's how rich people, that's how money makes money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't just sit there with the book. This is a book I read once. Maybe I'll open it again. No. Fucking get the cash and get the fuck out.
Money is a book.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
you fold it. It's got letters. You fold it up. You open it.
Oh, yeah. And when I'm reading it, it's a lot of pages. Because it's so much of it. So, a damn townie, huh? Well, we'll still do the show anyway.
I mean, but look, like, culturally, I am essentially like a trust fund kid, basically.
Sure.
So I get it. And I went back to my roots with this album, and I went hard, and it shows. The album is unbelievable.
And what do you feel about the response you've been getting that you didn't have to go so damn hard, and you didn't have to go quite that hard?
And that, I mean, follow up, but it's related. What do you say to your critics who believe that you didn't have to do them like that, Lily?
I guess I say, like, look, why not try your hardest every day? And yeah, okay, maybe I didn't need to pour all my blood, sweat, and tears into this one thing. And yeah, maybe it would have been better if I, like, didn't care, but I cared, and I can't take that back now. So just listen to the fucking album.
Yeah, Kevin, just play it. Do you have Kevin. The songs?
Do you have any songs? Yeah.
This song is called The One.
The One, the number one song. Song one.
Oh.
I'm liking the vibe. Pretty good. I'm doing good. I'm on some new shit. Okay, stop it, Kevin.
So, okay.
You're making a weird face.
This actually isn't my album.
This is what we're playing?
Well, yeah. Okay.
You got it, Hayes?
Yeah, I sort of thought that we were sort of going to be on the same page about this. So, yes, you sent us your album.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That I worked really hard on.
Via
I know.
Mega Upload. And we listened to it, and it is very songs.
Good. Yeah. Pretty raw.
It is, like, yeah, for sure. But, like, absolutely songs.
Did you listen to Bluegrass Festival?
Is that...
Did you listen to Judd Weavy Trail,
yes.
Double Black Diamond.
The ski slope one?
Yeah. Did you listen to Chairlift City?
Yeah.
That one I actually do want to talk... Like, eventually, I do want to talk about a little bit more. Not now. But I have an image in my mind that's hard to, like, figure out. Just, like, geographically how Chairlift City works. But we can talk about that.
I was curious, too.
So Sean and I were thinking, we talked about it, and it was like, we cannot play this.
But
it's just,
oh my God.
But what if we play
this
other thing that is so big?
Other artists that I think people really want to hear. They've been talking about wanting to hear it.
It's so
rather than your thing, which, like, great, you worked hard on it. I'm glad. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but nobody wants to hear this.
We've been looking for ways.
Hey, God. People,
there's lots of things that are good that people don't necessarily want to hear, like the truth.
Hello? We've run into that on this show a few times.
So we thought we've been bought by Sirius XM Radio. Everybody knows this.
Holy
by the
shit.
Car. Basically, the car. One part of the car has bought our podcast.
That's insane.
So we're like, we have to, if we are going to survive in this. In this new market, we need to be playing the top contemporary hits of the day. That's what we have to do on our podcast now, is find a way to do this.
So I don't understand what you want me to do.
Just say the shit.
Just say you did this.
Be like, yeah, that's mine. It's good. Like, because
we will get in trouble if we just play it. We will be in big trouble.
We're not allowed to play it.
We already have gotten in big trouble many times. But if we play it and Lily says, this is my song, thank you, and
now who's in trouble?
Now they're in trouble.
Right? Because if she goes, well, that's not Lily's song, but it's like, but Lily did make a song and we played one on here and you said it's yours. So now, like, I know I'm not in trouble.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They might be. Yeah, or thank you. You said yeah, but you probably meant like, oh, thanks.
I just want to make sure people visit my website afterwards.
But yeah, yes, well, the domain is so long.
Okay.
The domain is insanely long, Lily. And I think it's a nice website, and I enjoyed navigating it when I finally got there. But just typing the domain was like half of my Wednesday.
It's just for everybody, all the listeners. It's 9,000 feet high into the mountains you go to move those feet around and jam jam to the sound.com.
That's long.
And now that is so obviously this is a big part of the lyrics of Chairlift City, where you are, where the city, I thought initially it was a city where like everyone is riding chairlifts around, but in fact it is an entire city built on one seat of a chairlift.
Yeah. If you think about, I guess because when I fell in love on a chairlift, and my world began on
with
a chairlift.
Bird?
No, with a guy on the chairlift.
Got a guy. Sorry.
A stranger I'd never met before.
Sorry, you told me this already. Sorry.
He smiled, and I thought, wow, we could just build a town right here, and I would be fine dying here.
So the premise is that you built a town on the seat of the chairlift. The town keeps getting dumped off into the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know that song that goes like, oh, he never returned, no, he never returned? And it's about that guy who's stuck in the subway.
Yeah.
And he lives his life in the subway, and his wife like brings him sandwiches, but for some reason she like never brings him a corner to like get out of the subway. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, his name's Charlie. And it's actually not funny.
Yeah, okay, but anyway.
I'm not saying you're saying it's funny, but it's actually
but
really
just
sad.
But let's cut it off at the pass, because you're smiling a little bit as you talk about it, and it's actually not funny. It's severely fucked up.
I'm crying. Honestly, I'm crying. Look, this is my version of that song, because basically I was saying, I could have stayed on that chairlift. I could have ridden it round and round for the rest of my life.
No, you couldn't.
And built a life on that seat. With that strange man that I rode the thing with, the chairlift.
If not for, he gets off the chairlift.
He ended up getting off, yeah. And okay, we didn't really talk. But for that brief, like, I don't know, 10 minutes, I was like, I live here. This is my life. I could give birth on this thing. We will create a society and a town.
Well, what happens, I mean, in the song and I guess in the story is, of course, you have your skis sort of pointed down when the chairlift gets to the top, and they stick straight into the snow, and then it kind of bends you in half, and the chairlift like drags your snow pants up into like a wedgie over your head.
Right.
And then the guy asks if you need help, and you like can't like make words.
Well, and I ended up yelling no when I could.
Yeah.
I yelled, get away from me, no. Which in retrospect, it's like, man, I really could have used that opportunity.
It's hard to get through down those walls. Yeah, we all have these walls around us.
I think just society hates, teaches me to hate men. And that moment, I really should have just listened to my gut and been like, this is, you know, ask for help. You need
it. Would be a flawed ally for sure to be helped by that man. But sometimes that's what's necessary to get you sort of to where you need to go.
Yeah, pregnant and stuff.
Sure. But so, I mean, well, but here we are talking about your album when really we should be talking about your album.
Let's play it again.
Let's
play
hear
it
that
again,
first line
please.
Again, because I think it was pretty powerful and we could
but
maybe
again,
take a lesson from it.
You guys just go to, remember to go to my website when this is all done. I'm doing good. I'm on
some new shit. Okay. So, oh, wow. What a way to start it. Like, it's the very first. And it's like, first of all, I'm hearing the music. I go, how's this person doing? Okay, you tell me right away. I should be at ease. You're doing good. But then, a little cryptic almost, you're on some new shit.
Yeah.
So you're swearing at me? Badass. And you're on some new shit.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Vitamins. I've been taking different
vitamins
and feeling way better than usual. I have been feeling like, I mean, they should tell us to take those things. They don't tell most people.
Gel caps, the little dusty ones.
Chewies.
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 Chewies, gel caps, slammers, hot pops.
They can all be Chewies.
Straight shots, whizzers, crack bangs, kabloomies. All of the vitamins, you know? I love that. And the juice, the vitamin juice that you just smear all over yourself.
Yeah.
And I like that it's got the little cotton thing so you can wipe your mouth when you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what those are for sure. You stick them in.
Talk about the vitamins. Talk about what's inside the vitamins.
Usually I eat a whole can of the gummy bear ones, and it makes me feel insane. And then I realize, like, I've actually forgotten to take my birth control, so I'll take, like, you know, however many days I missed. So mm-hmm. sometimes that's a week, sometimes that's 2 weeks. So I take all those, and it's like, at the end, I'm like, okay, well, I don't feel good, but I feel different. And so then I'll usually take a big, like, hike or walk, and I always forget to bring water. So by the end, when I come home, I'm like, I have diarrhea, and I feel, like, sick. Kind of, and sure. hot,
yeah,
and confused and sort of like angry, and then like people will be like, did you eat? And I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
And that's usually when I like just pass out and I sleep for like 3 hours and I come to.
Let's talk about
that's my new shit.
That's some new shit.
Damn, let's talk about fairness. You eat 35 gummy vitamins. And then you have one birth control pill you send down there. So one gummy bear gets the birth control pill and is like, oh, I have one and nobody else does. That's fair. No.
But she was saying occasionally she takes 14 of them.
That's what I'm saying. Every gummy bear
deserves
to have its own birth control pill.
But the other thing is, like, if you think about, you know, sperm and egg, like sometimes they have to fight. And so it's okay. That not every gummy bear is going to get a birth control. That's what I tell myself at least those days when I remember to take it.
Let's hear the next song, Kevin.
This is called Cardigan.
Too quiet. Vintage tea, brand new phone.
Oh, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Okay.
I and love Lily, to drink vintage tea.
This is a little Lily Del Rey here, isn't it? Am I sensing an influence, a tiny bit of a little Lily Del Rey here?
Yeah, she's been a huge part of my life.
That's you when you're being her.
Right.
Lily Del Rey is you when you're being her.
Yeah. But no, that's how huge a part of her life.
Yeah,
this person has been. It is actually her.
Yeah, but you're being you now.
Well, you know, you never know.
Oh wow, that's cool.
She appears sort of. I also just like I don't really know what my lyrics were in that one, but I feel
vintage
like
vintage tea.
Yeah, vintage tea.
The tea's old, eh?
The tea is actually it's old, but the most important part is that it was owned by a rich person first.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
you buy it at an estate sale.
Exactly.
Well, you go fucking full girl boss on their ass
for sure. You sell that.
Actually, this vintage tea, like, yeah, you like tell them like how valuable the vintage tea is, and just school them.
And what else did she say after that?
Lyrics wise,
Kevin, what'd she say?
High heeled shoes on cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
So when I go to Europe, which is frequently, I always...
Which part? Europe's pretty big.
I'll go to the west.
Top of it? Oh, okay. I was going to say, I haven't seen you there.
Because you go to the top?
I'm at the top.
Well, I'm usually at the west.
Ah, okay. Is it nice?
It's beautiful. It's stunning.
Yeah, top's good too. Top's nice.
I go to Europe's core. Deep inside Europe's core.
That's awesome.
So you go there. You go there.
I go to the West.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go out in Europe, you got, you know, people eat really late there. You
eat
till 11, 2 Same. In the morning. You have your dinner. So then that's usually when I'm like, well, time to get all dolled up. And I put on a big pair of heels. And I just walk around and I listen to what the men say about me while everyone eats their dinners.
They eat dinner when it's so dark out. And then they go to sleep standing up.
Like horses.
Like horses. Just when it's like, when it's light outside.
And I don't want to be like stereotyping, but it's fucked up.
Please don't. No, that's not a stereotype. Just to say something's completely fucked is not a stereotype. Like when we talk about that, we're not stereotyping when we say that that song about the man trapped in the subway is like not funny. It's fucked.
I just want to point out, speaking of things being sort of fucked up, the thing that you were just drinking water out of is actually not a glass. That's a jar. And it's for that's for dried beans and like other like dry goods. It is not for water.
Honestly, I don't even like want to be here, but I'm like helping you guys. And so
and we're
like,
helping
this
you.
Kind
and
of
we don't
want
to be here, but we're helping you.
This kind of grief that you're giving me is absolutely fucked.
Good grief. You ever read Peanuts?
Do you see the ridges on the top? That is for a lid.
The grief we're giving you is the good grief. Like some, there's grief that's bad grief that you don't want, and then there's good grief.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like with Europe. There's like good Europe, the West, and then the rest is bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it says someone who's never been to the top. Let's hear another song, man.
This one is called "The Last Great American Dynasty."
Bing, 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 bing. What's this gun do?
Rebecca rode up on the afternoon train. It was sunny. Her salt box house on the coast took a mind off St. Louis.
Stop. Who?
So Rebecca and I actually aren't close anymore. We had a really big falling out.
What was it over?
So I had this like really pretty like low cut shirt from Reformation. It's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I let her borrow it when we were going out one night. And she didn't give it back to me. Which is, like, fine, because that's okay. But then I see her, like, maybe, like, a week or two later, and I was like, can I get my shirt back from you? And she was like, I don't know which shirt you're talking about. And I was like, the low-cut Reformation one, it's brand new. I haven't even worn it yet. I can't believe I let you wear it. And she goes, well, I have to wash it first. And so then 2 months go by, and she, like, goes missing.
Very convenient. So, very convenient.
I have a theory about... Just from what I know about the way you like to go out with your friends, I think she may. Is it possible that she was stuck in the cobblestones? You were like, if you wear heels in the cobblestones, it is possible that like when she says she has to wash the shirt, it may be because she's been wearing it for 2 weeks. She is in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it's possible. But I've also like I've had friends that that's happened to and they always reach out after like a few weeks. So. It was just weird.
She may have been dragged off.
But you've had friends who that's happened to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's an etiquette to that.
Yeah. And like this just wasn't that kind of situation. She full blown went missing. We still don't know where she is. And I'm so pissed at her.
I'm sorry that happened. Yeah, that's crazy if she went missing just to keep your shirt.
Well, the police say it's worse than that, but at this point, I'm just like,
but
I'm
isn't
so,
that just what
it doesn't
you would
even
want
matter.
The police to think? Yeah,
exactly.
And regardless, she should have like just given it back on time.
Exactly. So it's kind of
because then
like,
even if she is like hurt or dead,
it doesn't even matter to me at this point. Like if she was my friend, she would have given me back the shirt
the first time. Yeah.
So, so
and this
song,
is the last great American dynasty.
Mm. Yeah, was your friendship.
Mm.
Yeah, if you think about it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this Rebecca Hall?
Yeah.
From the town.
Yeah, it is.
Oh wow, and that's so. That's a little dig at her too. When you, because the second line is like that the day was sunny or whatever. And that's a reference oh. to the famous line in The Town where she goes, just another one of your sunny days.
That's exactly it.
She lost wow. her brother died on a sunny day. And so sunny days make her sad. And she tells Ben Affleck that. And he's like, that's actually cool. And then at the end, she's,
I love Ben Affleck.
Well, it's not actually him in the movie. He's being somebody else.
Yeah.
But
still.
At the end,
Okay, yeah.
At the end.
Yes.
She is calling the guy. She's calling Ben Affleck.
The guy, yes. And they're, but she's not alone. They're listening.
They're listening?
Yes.
And they're like, tell him to come here and we'll get him. But she says, and she says, okay, come over here.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
And he says, and she's like, I can't wait to see you. It'll be just like one of my sunny days.
Okay.
Whoa.
And so he knows that that's a clue. But that they're.
Yes. But you.
That they're waiting.
After, because it's not actually the end. It's the end, but it's not the total end. Because the end, at the end, then John goes, our friend John is like, oh, sunny. Oh, another one of your sunny days, huh? And then he just looks and he goes, you know, the FBI is huge, right?
Well,
yeah,
we should have asked him when he did the show why he thought that was a normal thing for her to say.
Is this John Hamm?
Yeah, he did the show.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys get really big people on here.
Used to.
I don't even want to be here.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Play another song, Kevin. Yeah.
This is called Exile featuring Bon Iver.
I can see you stand.
Who's that?
It's Bon.
That's Bon? That's not Bon.
That's Bon.
That's not Bon. Bon sounds like this. Come on, skinny love, just last year.
I asked him to change his tune, literally.
My, my, my. My, 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 my.
What'd he say?
He said, okay. And I said, yeah, damn right.
No, what'd he say in the song?
What's he saying? I can't even hear Bon when he sounds like this. Insane.
And then he was like, well, I'm going to have to change some of the lyrics. I said, well, since when? This is my song. He said, well, this is what I want to say. He wanted to say something about trees. I was like, I don't think so.
Come on.
So instead, he says what he says, which is, could you play it again, Kevin?
Of course.
Not the whole beginning part. It was so boring.
I can see you standing, honey.
I can see you standing, honey.
Yeah, that's not Bon, man.
That's
that
Bon.
Ain't Bon, dude. Bon sounds like this. I can see for miles, miles, miles.
The original lyrics were actually, I can see you stand, buddy. And he said, couldn't we change it to honey? And I said, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because I call everybody, like all the guys I date, like buddy, sport, champ.
Mm-hmm. Ace. I've heard you call guys ace a lot.
Killer.
Killer. I hear you say killer.
Yeah. Spud.
Spud. Killer. Yeah. Boss.
Big boy. So... he said, can we change it to honey? I said, well, we'll see. Mm. And I slept on it. And then I said, okay.
Hell of a story.
So that's the story with that.
The story really kind of petered out, but.
What are you talking about? That's a good story.
Okay, let's hear the next song. We have to get through so many more of these.
This is called My Tears Ricochet.
Okay. Yeah, can't help but sing.
We're going to run out of time on this.
We gather here, we line up, we've been in a sunlit room.
Okay, so I'm hearing a little Lily Del Rey here. Am I mistaken?
No, you know, you're not. Lana actually reached out to me and was kind of accusatory. You know, DG, why are you gonna talk? Why are you singing like that, taking my lyrics? And I was like, they're not your lyrics. They're just words. And then I said, well, my lawyers will be in touch. Mm-hmm. And
you're suing her now. That's what she gets for calling you.
When you start telling a story, now I'm always primed for it to end with like, oh, and then she said, okay.
So, well, yeah. So I said, my lawyers will be in touch. And she said, okay.
And did they get in touch?
No, they were like, you can't sue her.
Oh. And did she sue you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean, my tears ricochet? And imagine if you could fire your tears.
That's my X-Men power. Oh, that would be so cool. As I
and
just
it's mine
get
too.
So sad.
And I can curve my tears around corners.
Yes. Like with the bullet in Wanted. And I just stand right in front of me and hang on. I'm going to shoot this guy behind you with my tears. And all I have to do is just think about something so sad and I can save everyone.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a hard life, but I care about the humanity. So even though I'm a mutant, I have to freaking keep myself sad all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're not.
Oh. The tears ricochet line for me is, you know, when you're dating somebody and you're like, they're like, it's my birthday and they're having like a party and you're like, I don't know.
Happy birthday, slick. That's what you said.
Yeah. Happy birthday, my buddy, my big, big buddy. When you're at their birthday and like, they're like, all their friends are there and you don't like their friends and you're not having a good time and you're kind of like, well, I think I'm going to just like kind of be sulky and like pouty about it.
Yeah.
And so you kind of are like staring at your buddy and you're kind of being like moody and unhappy. And
yeah. You're trying to ruin everything, but they sort of seem to be having a good time still.
Yeah. And then finally you catch their eye and you're like staring at them and your eyes are all watery and you look so miserable. And they're like, what? What's wrong? What? And you're like, I just don't feel good. I feel like shit right now and I need to go home. And they're like, but it's my birthday. And you're like, but I just wanna, like, I need to lay down. I have a headache. And I took so many vitamins and I feel sick.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, okay, but like, I guess I'll walk you home, but I'm gonna come back at the end. And so you're like, okay, that's fine. And then you get home and that's when you start to just like bawl your fucking eyes out and they have to stay and they have to like lay with you and comfort you while you guys watch a movie. That to me is
what movie?
When tears, sorry, Bridget Jones's movie? Diary.
Yes.
That to me is when tears ricochet.
You go, throw on BJD for me, Chief.
BJD 2.
Oh, you had to do it to him. You didn't have to go that hard, Lily.
I have to go hard. That's all I can do. I have one speed.
Mm-hmm.
So your buddy, he lays with you. And you just, the couch gets so wet with your tears. But that's love.
And how are they ricocheting? Because I know that I know the tears part I've heard a lot about.
Because he starts crying too because he's missing his birthday. Uh-huh. So it's like your tears have bounced off of you and onto him.
Yeah.
And it's just this big cycle.
And now you're not crying anymore. You're happy watching the funny movie.
Exactly. Yeah. You got what you wanted. that's a beautiful good. Tale of that song.
Okay, we have to hear another song now, Kevin. I think we have like so 9 many. More songs.
This is called Mirror Ball.
Okay. I really like these slow intros.
I want you to know.
Almost like a Lily Crow sound here. Doesn't it feel?
It does feel like a Lily Crow is entering the building.
I wanna soak up the sun. Yeah.
Talk about the original title for this song, Mirrorball, A True Underdog Story.
Mirrorball is when it is based on when I used to go and see this man who would tell like fortunes to me and my friends, and we would look into this like ball thing, and he would be like, your life is not going to be good, and I would be like, what? That's a fucked. And my friends, they'd be like, you're going to be rich, and you're going to be like, you're going to be,
marry a prince.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And so one day I grabbed the ball and I ran. I just ran and I ran. And by the time I made it to the top of the hike.
In place or?
No, I ran up. I ran up Griffith Park, actually, to the observatory.
Wow. It's really hard.
Oh, wow. La La Land.
And I overlooked all of L.A. and I said, I'll show you. I'm going to make it in this town. And I have.
Wow. Once again, the story ended very abruptly. Then,
not as much conflict in it as you would normally see in a story.
And my friends called me and they said, okay.
They called you and said, okay.
They said, okay.
Okay. That doesn't explain the subtitle. I guess it kind of does. Doesn't explain the underdog lyrics.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, like, the line in the song that says, if you can mirror a wrench, you can mirror a ball. There's just, like, none of it.
If you can mirror a wrench?
If you can mirror a wrench, you can mirror a ball.
So, I think that just means you can't know what your reflection's going to look like. You don't know what your body's going to look like every day. And to try and decide, today I want to look like a ball, or today I want to look like a wrench.
Yeah.
That's not possible. So that's that one.
What's the next song, Kevin?
This next one is called Seven.
And then we have to go home.
Yeah.
What?
I really have to get home.
After this, we have to go home.
We have to get home.
You guys are home.
Maybe we can speed through some of these.
Okay, this one's called Seven.
Please picture me.
This one started too fast.
Are you playing it fast, Kevin?
Was that the very beginning?
That's beginning normal speed.
Huh.
Please picture me.
Okay, is this about, what are you talking about?
Picture me all the time.
Let's skip this one.
This next one is called August.
That's when I was born. That's my birth month. Ooh, paradox.
Okay, it's time to
August.
Skip it.
And it's number 8 when August is the 8th one.
Oh.
Okay, this next one is called This Is Me Trying.
This one I definitely wrote. Oh, I've worked hard on this one.
I'm not talking because they skipped mine. You skipped my birth month on purpose, and so I skip you, and I skip talking to you for the rest of the episode.
I do.
Yeah, you hear me?
I'm doing you guys a favor being here.
I'm doing you a favor. Did you listen to the freaking album
you
sent
guys,
us?
Look,
this is real music we're playing.
I had other plans today. I was supposed to have a bunch of vitamins and go for a hike, and this is the kind of payment I get?
Oh, please.
This is the respect I get?
You vitamin hike in this weather, you end up like friggin' Rebecca just missing off the planet.
How dare you bring her up? She's fucking dead.
You don't even
to me.
Like her.
She's dead to me. That top was $150. Low cut, puffy sleeves.
It sounds
floral
stunning.
Print.
But... Okay, all right. All right. Look, this got pretty heated. I'm going to be the bigger person here.
And?
I'm prepared to accept your apology.
This is
this is sick.
But just like, who's doing who a favor? The album.
The album isn't even my fucking album.
No, but the album sent.
People want to hear it. The thing you sent us is like
Chairlift City.
Unintelligible.
It's Chairlift very, and what you can hear is like very corny. All the songs are about skiing.
Not true. Some of the songs are about bluegrass music in the summer. And working that
one,
craft
no,
stand.
One of the songs is about that. And the narrator of that song really misses skiing and can't wait for it to get cold again.
Working that
so to
craft
me, that's still about it.
With all the different types of beer. All these bearded men asking me what's in this one. Is it hops?
That is the best song you have. But then you rhyme beer with I can't wait for the snow to get back here. God, I'm going to ski, tee-hee-hee, tee-hee-hee, which you do rhyme with ski in every song. You rhyme it with tee-hee-hee.
Gonna be skiing, tee-hee-hee-hee. Gonna be snowboarding,
we listen to
tee-hee-hee-hoo.
We are doing you a favor. People want to hear what we're playing. And for you to say it's yours, that's big bucks.
I mean, this is just like, this is not what I had in mind.
Bye.
Oh, thank you so much. Goodbye. And thank you, of course, to Taylor Swift.
Okay, so I leave now.
Yeah, you think?
Okay.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.